Afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. There you'll find a lot of great companies to do business with. On our homepage there, we have a help box. You can send us any question or problem through there, and I promise you, we'll get right back to you. You can also join us on Facebook Live. Go to our Haystack Help Radio page on Facebook, and you can join us there. Cassie's running that for us. And if you've got any questions for any of our guests at any time, or just any other topic that maybe you want to hear about or questions, we will do everything that we can to help you. Well, we're going to kick it off today with our good friend, John Hinkle from Online Trading Academy. John, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How about yourself,
Scott? Great to see you. Here we are. In 2018, man, I tell you, you know, we were all talking to some friends over Christmas and just talking about, you know, I had a guy that day tell me they've been in business since 93. And I'm thinking all of a sudden, like, oh, that's not a big deal. But then you start adding up all the years. I mean, it is something to 2018. Wow.
It is.
So let's talk about a little bit with Online Trading Academy and you know, the differences that you've seen in all these years, you know, with your background of being a trader investor for all the years you have and now been with Online Trading Academy a number of years, what's really changed over all the years?
You know, it's interesting, Scott. As you said, I've been a professional trader for over 30 years, and I started when I started in back in the old days, 1987, which is a fairly ominous year for anybody that's got a market historian knows that that was the largest single crash in the history of the market, one-day crash, and that was kind of when I got my started. But when you back in those days, we lived in an analog world. There was no internet. There was no way to buy and sell like you can now on the internet. Things took place face to face, whether it's on the New York Stock Exchange or the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, Chicago Board of Trade. Trading was done in a very old-fashioned analog way. Nowadays, it's all digital. So once you have that skill set, you can be anywhere in the world. And I was just the other day, I was talking to one of our students that lives in Barcelona, Spain. Wow. And they can trade from there. You can trade from the mountains. You can trade from the beach. You can trade from anywhere you want. Right. And that's what's really changed. The internet has completely changed the landscape for the skillful investor.
Sure. For those just catching us and maybe they're just finding us on the dial or haven't heard you before, give us a little background of just Online Trading Academy, you know, how it got started.
Yeah, actually, we are the world's premier financial educator. We've got over 40 campuses all over the world, including a beautiful campus right here in Denver near the Tech Center, where we teach people how to trade and invest online. It's something we've been doing for over 20 years. And over 250,000 people have been to one of our campuses to, you know, participate in our education.
Right. So when we talk about day trading, I had coffee with the gentleman this morning. I told him you were going to be on. He said, you know, I've always just heard the term. So don't have to get into a lot of specifics, but just what kind of, in a nutshell, is day trading?
Well, day trading specifically means getting in and out in the same day. And many of our students do that. A lot of our students are a little bit longer term trading, too. We have people that want to get the benefits of this up market. We've had a pretty powerful up market over the last several months, especially the last several days. And our students want to reap that benefit without necessarily taking the risk. And that's one of the things we show them how to do that more effectively, how to get the gains but not the pain.
Absolutely. So who would you say Online Trading Academy is really for?
You know, really anyone that wants to make more money with less risk, whether you're somebody that's got your money with a financial advisor or in mutual funds, if you want to make more money with less risk, you should probably check us out. Or maybe you're somebody that's you never invested in the market. You don't know how to get started. You don't know the stock from a stick, so to speak.
Sure.
And you want to find out if this is something that could have a meaningful impact in your life. It's a great place to find out about that.
Right. Again, for more information, you can check out tradingacademy.com. And their number is 303-217-4511. So you have a broad spectrum of students that come through there. You know, I come over to see you from time to time, and boy, it's just a range of age and, you know, male, female, all the different things. What are just some of the different backgrounds of folks that walk through your door?
You know, one of the things I always say is if you can click a mouse, you can learn how to do this. So we have people really from 18 to 80, and actually even a little bit above that.
Wow.
People from all walks of life, stay-at-home moms. We've got people that are professional people that are in the trades.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a life skill that anyone can learn, and we teach you a step-by-step patented process of how to anticipate market moves before they happen.
Right. And, you know, you guys are worldwide, literally.
Absolutely, yeah.
So that's pretty cool. And now let's say I, you know, do some things with you here, and then I move to Arizona, where I know there's a place there. Is this something that can go hand in hand? Because with the patented method, I assume the philosophy is the same throughout.
Yeah, one of the things that's very unique about our education is we teach a patented method that was developed really from our own instructors who are all professional traders. It's something we've been working on and refining for more than 20 years. And one of the nice thing about it is we have students that come in from other parts of the country as well. Maybe they've relocated to Denver. People seem to be relocating to Denver all the time.
Sure.
Maybe they've relocated from California or Texas or
right.
some other part of the country, and they still can take classes and participate in their education here.
What are some of the reasons that when, you know, you talk to students that come in, and we're going to talk about an offer you're going to give us here in a few minutes, but what are some of the reasons when you go, hey, why are you here?
Yeah, it's never about the trading per se, Scott. It's really about what that can do for you and your family's life. So many of the students I talk to, they want more security and control in their lives. I talk to so many people that feel like they're chasing a paycheck. Mm-hmm. They don't have time to do things that they're passionate about. Other people I talk to, they're struggling maybe to save the kind of money to live life the way they envision. And they know that there's got to be a better way. They just don't know. They don't have the tools necessary to attack the problem.
Right. And I'm telling you, the corporate world can be pretty cool. It seems like most people get laid off right before Christmas. And I mean, I saw some things, you know, I mean, it's public knowledge with CBS. I mean, a reporter guy been there 20 something years. I mean, fully expected to be there, you know, and but you just never know when that pink slip's going to come in a corporate world.
I can't tell you how many people I've seen that are, you know, 45, 55, maybe 60 years old, and they're in a position, they've been making a good living, mm-hmm. and they're being let go in favor of somebody that's, you know, maybe a little bit younger and less expensive for them to employ, and it's just a numbers game maybe for their employer, but for them, they've lost. It's devastating,
sure.
you know, to be 55, 60 years old and have to try to find a job, especially if you've been out of that market for a long time. So a lot of our students really appreciate the stability and security that they get knowing that they have a stream of income that can't be downsized or outsourced.
Right. John Hinkle is our guest. Online Trading Academy is the company. Again, for their website, tradingacademy.com, and their number is 303-217-4511. You can also catch John on our at CBS on Channel 4 on Saturday mornings, 7:55 usually is that time that runs, but John's going to be on there as well. Now, you do a class. That's kind of an introductory thing, and this has always been something that's pretty cool to me because I think you've said this many times, you know, is this for every person that walks the earth? No. I mean, you know, it's not. But it is for a lot of people. So you offer a little bit of a taste of it.
Yeah, we've got a free class, and that's what we're going to offer listeners today. It's a great class, Scott. And we've recently revamped and updated that class. One of the things that we're going to be talking about that is not only how to make more money with less risk, we're also going to talk about how to keep more, how to legally keep more money, keep it away from the tax man. You know, we've had a big tax bill, and which
sure.
I think is a really good thing. We're seeing a lot of that kind of flow through to the economy. You know, I discussed earlier some of the things that we're
right.
seeing, and that's kind of what's driving things going forward right now. But we're going to talk about how keeping more of your money, because it's not important just to make it, it's important to keep it as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. So this is a half-day class, kind of. So tell us a little bit about the class, and then you can tell me how many passes we can give away.
let's give away 15 passes. We'll start with that.
Okay.
We'll give away 15 passes for callers today. One of the things that people really like about this class is we're going to show you a step-by-step method that you can pursue to really make the stock market work for you, to reduce your risk, to make more money, and for some people it's I really appreciate it. And I talked to a lot of people that are successful in the market, but they're you know, losing sleep because
sure.
they know that it can go down at any time. We're going to show people how to participate without that kind of risk.
All right, that's a great deal right here. For the next 15 callers to 303-217-4511, or you know what, if you're on Facebook right now, sitting in the office, should be working, but you're watching us, thank you very much. But contact us through our Facebook page at Haystack Help Radio, and if you say, hey, I'd like a pass or two, we will get you that. So all you have to do is call 303-217-4511. Again, this is to attend a half-day class at Online Trading Academy's Denver campus, right over off Hamden in the Tamarack area. During the class, you will learn how the Academy anticipates market moves with a great degree of accuracy using their patented based strategies, as John has talked about. So call now, first 15 people, and then they're gone, 303-217-4511, 303-217-4511. And as I mentioned, you can check out their website, tradingacademy.com. Now, a lot of people might think, John, before a break here in a minute, but you know, I really don't have a financial background. Am I going to be lost in something like this? So what kind of mindset are you looking for to say, hey, just come in thinking this, sir?
You know, it's a great question. I would say that many of our most successful students don't have any financial background at all. We'll teach them everything they need to know about the markets. In fact, we sometimes find it easier when somebody is relatively new to the markets. That means they don't have any bad habits or maybe not some of the misconceptions, the baggage that MBAs and some of the other folks. Sure. If you're an MBA, I apologize for that. But it's a fact. There's a lot of misnomers that are taught to people that simply aren't true about the stock market. And we're going to show our students what makes the market really go up and what makes it go down and how they can anticipate that with a high degree of probability in a very precise manner.
Again, that number, 303-217-4511, first 15 callers, you will get a free pass to attend this half-day class, and it's a very, very good class, 303-217-4511, and also that website, tradingacademy.com. Why do you think so many people struggle, you know, with just finances in general? I mean, this last month, I was in a bookstore with a buddy. He was looking for a particular book, and I just happened to walk around. There was a financial deal. And everybody's got answers. I mean, man, there's books on everything in the world, you know. So, evident. I mean, people do struggle with just finances. What do you think it is?
Yeah, I think so few of us learn those critical life skills, whether it was from our parents or in schools. I mean, no one's teaching these skills in schools. I talked to a guy that was an MBA from a relatively prestigious school who's went in on our class. He said, I didn't learn any of this. And it's true. You don't really learn those things, those skills in college. You don't learn them unless you're very fortunate from your parents, and that's a very small minority. I mean, we talk about the 95% versus the 5%. It's maybe 5% of the people that have those skills, and the 95% of the people that don't have those skills need those skills.
Absolutely. Yeah, that is something. Well, that you teach in high school and on up. Because you just don't get it.
Absolutely.
Yep. What do you think with people? Do you find that a lot of people that are, let's say, 55 plus that come in, I mean, they're almost just scared to death of running out of money? I mean, because, I mean, you look at how long people are living now. I mean, you got to be prepared for 30, 40 years after retirement.
You know, it's actually really, it's people underestimate what they need to retire. Used to be a few years ago, and sometimes people laugh when I say this, used to be $1 million was a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
It's really not so much today. They estimate, there's a couple articles, an article in Bloomberg recently, they estimate the average person is going to spend $250,000 in health care in their retirement. So your money goes pretty quickly.
Sure.
When you think about it, all the things, and most people don't want to just have they don't want to just exist in retirement. They want to have truly the golden years. They want to be able to travel. They want to be able to have life experience. They want to do things for their children and grandchildren. In order to do that, you've got to generate enough income to do that. And frankly, most people don't have a pension. They don't have the means that maybe our parents or grandparents had to help them. It's a different world now.
Sure. Once again, if you're just turning on your radio or just tuning in or catching us on our Facebook Live page on Haystack Help Radio, John has offered 15 passes. So first 15 callers to 303-217-4511. This is a half-day class at their beautiful campus over here in the Tech Center. And this is a $500 value. But again, this tuition is waived for callers from Haystack Help Radio. Just call 303-217-4511. Seating is limited, so you got to call now, 303-217-4511. This is Haystack Help Radio.
Tired of being forgotten, disrespected, and not listened to when applying for a mortgage? Do you always get someone new when checking your loan status? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. We have been serving Colorado since 2001. We are closing loans in 13 to 15 days. We offer paperless applications, ability to view your loan status 24/7, loans designed to fit your needs, not the banks, with customized terms, whether purchase or refinance, all at low rates. Take AIM for quick pre-approvals, cash out to pay off high credit card debt, and see how hundreds of our clients are saving thousands in excess interest and payments, all while owning their home faster. Find out how. Call now, 720-895-0500, and talk to your personalized mortgage professional from start to finish. 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500, where it is all about you. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Tired of walking into your local gun store and seeing the same old thing? Hey, let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. You'll find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. Rampart Firearms is also a great stop for all of your hunting and shooting needs. Shotgun, rifle, or pistol. From predator hunting to your next big game trip, Rampart Firearms is located in Douglas County at the foot of the Rockies. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe in Sedalia. They're open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 7, and hey, you'll only pay 4% tax on your purchase. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Or visit them at rampartfirearms.com.
Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers KLZ listeners complete pet care services every day, all at one location. It's so much more than a clinic and so convenient. Their expert staff is always happy to help your pet have the happy and healthy life it deserves. Schedule a medical checkup for your beloved companion or take the first step toward a better behaved buddy by signing your pup up for obedience training. Did you know that if your sweet kitty needs grooming, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is one of the few facilities that offers grooming for both dogs and cats. And if you're planning a vacation, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers boarding for dogs, cats, and other small pets so you can take your vacation without worry, knowing that your four-legged family member's home away from home has a fully equipped medical center on site. Learn more about Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center at LoneTreeVet.com or call 303-708-8050.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley. Glad to talk to now Jess Sorcy, and Jess is the Metabolic Coordinator at Integrated Health Systems. You can check out their website, integratedhealthdenver.com. Jess, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I am waiting to get some blood results back, and then we're going to get on a good path. So I've talked to Dr. Stedman, and I told him I'm going to break down and finally eat what you tell me to eat. So it's going to be a struggle, but we're going to do it.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit, and, you know, you've been on with Dr. Stedman several times, but I wanted to kind of separate you a little bit today and really just talk about the nutrition side of things. And tell us just a little bit about your background and how you got into this field.
Yeah, my background, actually, I was a middle school and high school English teacher for a few years and then decided that really wasn't my path. And one of the reasons was because I became more passionate about nutrition while I was teaching because I saw, you know, the kids in the classroom were eating well and that was affecting their learning. And I also coached a cross-country team and would see what these athletes were eating and not eating. And so at that point, I decided that I still wanted to be a teacher, but I wanted to teach nutrition. So my ultimate goal was to go back and get a degree in nutrition, which is what I did through the Nutrition Therapy Institute. And then I wanted to go back into the school system. But then I fell in love with more the clinical side of nutrition, which is currently what I'm doing in Dr. Stedman's office. So definitely different paths have come my way. And now I feel like I'm doing what I really enjoy doing, and it's a good fit. So I really love helping get people on the right track to health and wellness.
Right. You know, I was looking at your credentials and reading on several websites about you, and one quote I saw, and I wanted to get your comments on, it says, as a master nutritionist therapist, Jess focuses on helping clients bring balance back to the body as a means of regaining overall health and wellness. When you talk about bringing balance back to the body, what are we talking about?
We're really talking about working on the body's systems to make sure the physiology is working properly. So bringing balance back would be, you know, managing blood sugar levels, working on the detoxification system, making sure the digestion is optimal, working on adrenal function so that, you know, dealing with stress and those other things that are all going to throw the physiology of the body off, which then can make us feel maybe a little bit sluggish or like things just aren't, you know, going as well as they could be.
Right. How would you describe your style of kind of working with clients? I mean, what does that initial consultation look like?
My initial consultation, you know, is really trying to get a feel of what the patient's coming in for and then really discussing just my approach to things. So, you know, how we can go about working with them and what they're coming in with. So when I work with patients, I always try to meet them where they're at. So coming in and changing your diet is a very intimidating and very difficult thing to do. So I try to make sure that they're comfortable with the changes that we're making and that we're not making too many changes too quickly, because that's going to result in failure on
right.
both my part as well as the patient. And so it's really an open communication about, this is what I think we need to do to get you where you want to go. And then the patient, you know, coming back and saying, yeah, I can do that, or no, is there a different way to go about it? So really flexible, really kind of driven by both myself and the patient.
Because it's really all about communication. And when I say communication, not only just talking, but being honest with each other, kind of like I was with you, like I'm not eating that. But seriously, it is something where you just have to be honest, say, okay, you know what, man, I can't eat that. But are there other alternatives we can do? And if there's not, then we just got to grow up and buckle down and suck it up and eat it. But it's really all about just really being honest with you of what we are going to do, right?
Yep, absolutely. So, I would rather see someone make two small changes than 10 really big ones at one time.
Sure, because I think a lot of times, like you said, if people say, okay, I want to lose 40 pounds, and they focus on losing 40 pounds. Well, that's a big number. So I think if we go into it, folks, and, hey, what I want to lose this week or in the next 2 weeks, you know, of 8 pounds or 10 pounds, I mean, it's more in steps instead of looking at that big number, right?
Yeah, definitely. You know, people come in here all the time, and they're like, I want to lose a bunch of weight, and that's great, and I'll pay attention to it. But really it's more about changing the physiology so that you feel good, and the weight loss should be a side effect of that. If we're doing our job right, then the weight should just naturally come off.
Sure. Jess Sorcy is our guest. She is the metabolic coordinator at Integrated Health Systems. You can check out their website, integratedhealthdenver.com. So when we talk about nutrition, I mean, wow, it is just, it's changed so much over the years. And you look at, you know, these different aisles in our grocery stores, and just because it's on that health food aisle doesn't necessarily mean it's healthy. So is one of the bigger steps, or one of the first steps that you do, just trying to get us to understand labels and what we're eating?
Yes, most definitely. There is so much confusion around the food industry and, you know, different diets and where people should be. So really those first few appointments is about educating on, you know, what is a healthy diet for most people, and then how to navigate through the challenges of the grocery store and reading labels and knowing the difference between natural and organics and genetically modified foods and all those new terms that are out there that everyone's becoming more aware of.
Right.
So definitely guide everyone in understanding those choices.
Sure. And then, you know, another thing I think that we all have to understand, if we're going to go down this journey of getting healthy and weight loss, we didn't get to where we are overnight, and there is no, you know, magic pill or potion or things that are out there sometimes on the market that we see advertised. I mean, we really have to get in the mindset, and I think it's really all between our ears of getting this done and understanding it's a lifestyle change.
Yes, I can't tell you how much I preach that. It's not a 6 weeks, let's clean up your diet and then go back to, you know, how you're eating before. It's really about figuring out how you can incorporate this into everyday life and finding a balance with that so that you can, you know, go to family functions or parties and be social, but also keep your health as a top priority.
Right. And, you know, one thing I think is just great about, you know, integrated health systems there with Dr. Stedman is, too, because he was on the other day with us and he talked about, you know, if you're not losing weight and you are doing the steps that you feel are necessary, maybe it's not your fault, meaning it could be thyroid imbalances, digestive problems, all that. So this is kind of your one-stop shop because you guys are right there together. You can communicate well of what's going on with a patient. And I see that as a win-win. Instead of going, you know, to you as a nutritionist person that's trying to help me and then having to make an appointment with another doctor and then trying to get everybody on the same page, to me it's just a great deal to have both of you right there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, when we talk about, giving us the tools that we need, and I think you used a great word there, just education and getting us to understand that. Do you find it's better with a coaching type of way that you go about it, where we check in with you and all that? Because I know I do better under that. I just do, you know. And I mean, you look at all the pro sports, all the stuff. I mean, you know, there's multiple coaches on one football team because they're there for different reasons. But do you find that people do better for the most part with a coach like you?
Yes, it's a lot to take on your own, and there's a lot of stuff that pops up that people don't realize, you know. Like, they're like, well, I'm eating better, but I'm fatigued, so what do we need to do? So then we can make adjustments from there. But also, you know, just knowing that you're going to follow up with somebody and you're like, okay, I'm going to do well this week. I'm going to eat the foods that she told me to eat so that I can go report that to her. So there's the accountability as well. But I think, you know, having that, just that relationship with someone of working on the same goal together is really beneficial for a lot of these patients. And then again, it's still about the education piece as well. So we do a lot of that during the follow-up appointments.
Right. Again, Jess Sorcy is our guest. She's a metabolic coordinator at Integrated Health Systems. You can check out their website, integratedhealthdenver.com. And if someone wants to come in just for a consultation, how does that work as far as cost and all, just for an initial consultation?
We do a free 30-minute consultation. So anyone that's interested in, you know, getting care at Integrative Health can just call the front office and we can get you scheduled to learn a little bit more about what we do and how we can help.
All right. And that number is 303-781-5617, 303-781-5617. Well, Jess, we're going to do some of these kind of wellness type topics with you and try to get you on a couple of times a month to talk about these things and just to bring that education side of it. And then hopefully we can get some folks in there because maybe you've already seen it where some came in earlier in the year here and had that New Year's resolution and all of a sudden it's already not going so well. So, again, if you fall off that wagon, get back on it, right? Don't stop.
Yep, keep going.
Absolutely. Well, Jess, hey, we appreciate you taking a few minutes with us today. And again, we'll be talking to you a couple times a month here to help us out here in this matter of wellness and nutrition. So we appreciate your time.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me.
All right. Again, that's Jess Sorcy, Metabolic Coordinator at Integrated Health Systems, integratedhealthdenver.com, and they'll help you out.
Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is proud of their 45 years of HVAC service to Littleton, Highlands Ranch, and Denver metro area. Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox and Carrier expert heating and air conditioning contractor. They are proud to offer the finest heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality products with prompt and professional customer service and satisfaction. Call today and mention Haystack Help Radio and save $25 off any repairs or $100 off your furnace installation. Call 303-798-3880. That's 303-798-3880 for your appointment today. Littleton Heating and Air, A-plus members of the Better Business Bureau and official Haystack Help registered company.
I was hurt in a car accident. The bills were piling up and my insurance company was giving me the runaround. I didn't know what to do, but then I called a lawyer I saw on TV. That lawyer had all the tools and the knowledge to get me 1.2 mil...
Whoa, whoa. When you're hurt in an accident, you need Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law, a lawyer that's going to take your case seriously and not treat you like some get-rich-quick scheme. Serious car accidents are traumatic and can completely disrupt your life. Kevin Flesh has the integrity to help you get your life back on track. He will fight for you to get what you deserve, but he won't treat you like a lottery ticket. After you've been in an accident, call Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law at 303-806-8886 and make sure you will get someone who will do the right thing and get your life back.
If you're looking for great deals on outdoor equipment and clothing, we've got you covered. Hi, this is Bill Paddock, owner of the Outdoorsman's Attic, your outdoor gear consignment headquarters. You'll save 20, 30, 40, even 50% on previously owned outdoor gear for the fisherman, hunter, and camper. We also sell live bait, firearms, and ammo. If you're doing a little spring cleaning, bring in your gear to the Outdoorsman's Attic. We'll sell it for you and put cash in your pocket. You can also pick up your hunting and fishing licenses right here at the store. Your one-stop shop for all your outdoor gear needs is the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hampton Avenue in Sheridan, Colorado. 303-781-3626. That's 303-781-3626. Or visit us online at outdoorsmansattic.com. Mention Sportsman's of Colorado and receive 20% off all your outdoor clothing.
Got a question for the station? Email info at CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to the show. I want to thank you so much for being with us today. Also joined along with Marie Christine here from our studio. How are you?
Doing great.
Great to see you. Great to welcome in studio Alan Stack. And you've heard Alan here on our show now for several years. Stack Optical. And they got a new home. Wow, when was that? June or July, Alan? Or
it was July 1st. July. We opened up in our new home.
July. And that's 2233 South Monaco Parkway. Very easy to find. Plenty of free parking, really close to the front door. And I know you were dreading the move back then.
Oh,
I mean, boy, you were sweating bullets. But now, what a great thing for Stack Optical.
It's been wonderful. To have all the new people that have come in and to have clients that have been gone for 10, 15 years because they said, I didn't want to go into Cherry Creek anymore.
Yeah.
Now they're coming back.
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing.
Well, that's great.
But Dad opened up there in the 60s, and Cherry Creek was not Cherry Creek in the 60s, and it's evolved into something that I'm glad I'm not a part of anymore.
Was that building that you were originally in there, was there just not much around you back then?
Well, I don't know if folks remember the Yum Yum Tree. I mean, a lot of old businesses that, all closed down and that type of thing.
Wow.
Everything developed around us, our little medical building there.
Sure. Well, I tell you, to survive in business for that length of time, to me it shows really, one thing, which has a lot of branches off of it, but you know what you're doing and you do things right.
Right. it's always what's best for the client.
Yeah, good deal. Well, again, Stack Optical, they handle anything that you need with your eyes, and that's from eye exam, eyeglasses, contact lenses. They take care of everything that you need, even repairs, and they can help you out. I wanted to start off today. I was thinking about all the things, and we do some shows with doctors and wellness, and, man, so many people concerned, with all the things with their health. But I got to thinking, what's the most important thing to me in my health, What would it be? And man, eyesight is right up there, Marie.
Yeah, what's the point of being healthy if you can't see?
Exactly. But what do we ignore a lot? Unless something's in our eye or all of a sudden we can't see as clear as we used to, then we may go see. But man, why don't we check on our eyes more?
Exactly, because a lot of times, the eyesight, when all of a sudden you're feeling the symptoms or you're noticing the symptoms, whoa, it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
The damage has already been done. But if you get that yearly eye exam, we catch stuff so early that with the modern technology and so forth, they can take care of it.
Right.
And it's not that big of a hassle. It doesn't take that much time.
Yeah.
It's not that expensive.
And you went through, so it's been a while. You talk about your experience there with Stack Optical.
Oh, yeah. It was wonderful. It was quick. It wasn't too expensive. My prescription had just changed a tiny bit, so that little difference and, all of a sudden I'm noticing the leaves on the trees instead of just the branches, which is always nice. And I like my glasses that I got there, and, they're real modern and pretty. So, yeah, I enjoyed it. It's really not a big deal. Go do your eye exam.
Yeah, they look great on you as well. So just think, Alan's been doing this. What year were you born, Marie?
1991.
That's just about when I took over the company.
Oh, really? Wow. Yeah. So you must have seen, yeah. I'm just thinking about, you know, how clothing styles have changed since then.
Oh.
The same is true with eyewear, right?
Yes, but boy, it just seems like everything keeps coming back around.
I was just thinking that same thing because my mom used to wear these ginormous glasses that made her eyes look like insect eyes, right. You know, that magnified them right. So much. But it's coming back. People exactly. are wearing those huge lenses again.
Exactly. As a matter of fact, you know, we're celebrating our 50th year this year. And we found a bunch of advertising from the 60s that we put up in our office. And to see those styles, and half of them are all coming back. You know, it's just something else.
Do you think... Because I know, you know, you think you look so stylish, and then 10 years later, you look back at photos and you think, what was I doing? I looked right. like a fool. Do you see any styles yourself where you think, oh, that one should not have resurfaced?
I don't know. I look at some of those big black frames, and I look at my father's picture from the, you know, the early 70s, a big black square frame, and I was like, why does that look dated?
But then out of the Clark.
I look on there, and in the magazines, oh, my God, that's... all in style again.
My father so. Again in the magazines.
Right.
Would that be kind of the Clark Kent Superman glasses, the dark?
Very similar.
Yeah. Yep. Very. Yep.
Well, and that's where you look at the glasses, not the face.
Right.
Exactly.
Maybe that's why nobody recognized Superman. Ooh.
Exactly. Yeah. 303-321-1578 is the number. 303-321-1578. Like I say, they do great eye exam. Doctor takes... great time with you. And Alan, I hear this over and over from, you know, Marie when she went, of course, myself and other friends that have gone there is, it seems like in our, quote, medical world, boy, we're not feeling much personal attention anywhere we go. But at Stack Optical, you still get that great care and personal attention.
Yeah, I've always tried to partner with older docs that they're willing to do the exam from beginning to end. We don't use techs, and he takes as long as needed. You know, sometimes we get a little bit behind because of it, but our doc is awesome.
Right.
Really
your
takes
doc
the
is,
time.
And so are your other staff members, too. I forget the gentleman's name who helped me pick out my glasses.
Well, Damien retired in Christmas time.
Oh, sad. Yeah. It might have been Damien. He was
yeah.
wonderful.
Yeah.
But everybody, I mean, I remember it took me forever to pick out which frame I wanted, and he was so patient and just, you know, took out frame after frame from the case and let me try them on, and it was nice not to feel rushed.
Yeah, and the gals that I have with me now are just awesome.
And, you know, it seems like a lot of times I'll mention you to people, and they're like, oh, I just do things online and all this kind of thing. And I always tell them, you know what, there's always going to be a cheaper price for everything in this world, you know.
And sometimes they're not.
Yeah.
We had a gal that got her glasses online, was having some problems, brought them in, and we were pricing them, and it's like we were less than they were. And this is one of those was advertised $6 glasses. But when
really?
She went on to order, no, she wasn't getting $6 glasses. By the time they put everything on there, mm-hmm. it was $50 more than what it would cost for her to come to us.
Right.
And she ended up having to pay it twice because the ones online didn't work.
Sure. And, you know, the online, too, it's all about not only do you have the right lens and everything that looks right for you, but the fit. And that's
oh,
why
exactly.
you are custom fitting.
Right, because how can you fit a frame that you're trying online, you know, and you don't have the professional help when you're picking out that frame and the actual fitting and so forth? It was an eye-opener. This just happened last week.
Wow.
I couldn't believe it when she pulled out the invoice and was like, oh, my God, it's one of those online places that advertise $6 glasses. And hers were $400. I said, what? That didn't make sense.
Well, and if they're not, I mean, you wear your glasses every day. If
exactly.
they're not comfortable, what a
right.
pain.
Or if you can't see out of them,
or if you,
that
well,
was
yeah.
her problem.
Problem number one.
First, she thought it was the doc that she went to, so she went ahead and got an exam from our doc as a second opinion. Turns out, no, there really wasn't that much of a change in the prescription. It was just the way they were made.
Sheesh. Don't make a mistake. Your eyes are very, very important. Go to Stack Optical, 303-321-1578, 303-321-1578. Mention you heard Alan here on the show, and they will get you fixed up there. Now, how you do this, I don't know, but I assume you're still offering the eye exam for
$69. $69, yes.
What an unbelievable value. I'm not going to say deal because I'm not concerned about the price. But that's a value because of the type of exam, again, the doctor does.
Exactly. And, you know, again, we're not paying tax and this type of thing. He does a good eye exam. He still looks in the back of your eye. He asks you if you want to be dilated. And you don't have to be dilated every year.
Hmm.
But it's a good idea because that opens up the pupils so the doc can really evaluate the retina. But anyway, all that's included.
Right. And Marie, they really took the time there, too, for you to kind of look through styles.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, I had some glasses before that I really liked the style, and I wanted something similar. And so we took a while to look for something that was just the right color, just the right shape. And it was nice for me to know ahead of time what the price was going to be.
Right.
So I'm not, sometimes you go to any sort of doctor or health place and you're like, oh, what's the bill? I have no idea. I'm just going to pay it whatever it is, I guess.
Sure.
So it was nice to know what to expect.
Yeah. And Alan, I mean, when you, what do you see in the future of eyewear? I mean, you go to shows quite a bit too.
I do.
Stay on top of what's going on.
Yeah, there's some new technology, especially for folks that have real high minus prescriptions and that kind of stuff that's coming out. I mean, the technology we have now, I think, is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
How we can make them so much thinner than they used to be. But there's technology out there that they're really even improving on that.
Right. Now, let's talk about, got a few minutes left here, let's talk about the Stack Sports Pack. Favorite glasses of mine. I use them all the time.
It's really cool. It's a frame that can be adjusted in the field. The lenses can be changed out in seconds, so you can have a set of lenses for golf. You could have a set of lenses for shooting, set of lenses for biking. Whatever you do, I can design a pair of lenses for you, and you just snap them in and out of the same frame.
Right. And hopefully golf is right here around the corner. So, I mean, you've had guys where it said it changed their golf game.
Well, you know, I've noticed a lot of folks are still using gray lenses for golf. And it just doesn't make sense to me. Even if you're light sensitive, that gray lens darkens shadows.
Hmm.
Well, when you're darkening the shadows, it's pretty hard to see your ball when it goes in the shadows.
Right.
So that's
which mine does quite often. Yeah. Do you have something to find your ball clearer in the woods or underwater?
So anyway, a brown lens is the best. I have a lens that changes depending on the light conditions, but the base color is brown. It gets darker brown. But, you know, it doesn't work for everybody. I need to, you know, sit down with you and discuss because there's also different, you know, some people can play golf in progressives. I'm one of them. But some other ones, I can't read the greens in these things.
Sure.
So I'll put a little reading area off to one side or the other just so they can see the scorecard. But they have a nice, clear vision in front of their eyes.
Right. You know, in closing real quick, a lot of places, box stores have opened all these different things from hearing aids to glasses and all that. But, and I'm not saying there's not some good people in some of those, but for the most part, you are not getting someone that has experience like you guys at Stack Optical that's going to make all the right recommendations for you.
Right, and we stand behind it.
Yeah.
If, you know, something we do for you doesn't work, bring it back, I'm going to change it.
Right. Alan will take care of you, just like he took care of Marie.
That's right.
Just
thank
like
you, Marie.
Took care of me as well.
Thank you, Scott.
And 303-321-1578, 303-321-1578. Once again, they're located at 2233 South Monaco Parkway. That's at Monaco and Evans, and like I say, free parking, right by the front door. It could not be more convenient. Don't neglect your eyesight. Give them a call today, 303-321-1578. And as I always like to say, at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Were you born between 1946 and 1964? If so, you are considered a baby boomer and may need professional guidance on your retirement planning. It's never too late. Dot Mechtenberg has been specializing in wealth management for over 45 years. Call Dot and let her help you achieve your retirement goals. Call Dot Mechtenberg today at 303-940-7807. That's 303-940-7807. Or visit dotmechtenberg.com. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC.
Don't fall for gimmick ads when choosing your insurance coverage. Group Insurance Analyst has been Colorado's insurance superstore since 1984, where customers can compare and shop for all of their insurance needs. At GIA Insurance, their brokers have no allegiance to any particular health, auto, or home insurance company. Take advantage of their experience, expertise, and exceptional client service. For your free quote, call today at 303-423-0162. That's 303-423-0162. Visit their website, e-gia.com, or stop by their office at 44th and Garrison Street in Wheat Ridge. Group Insurance Analyst is an official Haystack Help registered company.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to the show. Thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to go to the phones now and talk to our good friend Aaron Casey, Phoenix Weaponry. And boy, if you have not been able to make it down to Longmont, Colorado yet and visit the shop, you need to do that. It is a fantastic place just to go through and see. But more importantly, a great place to buy some great precision firearms that are custom made there with Aaron and his crew. So, Aaron, thanks for taking a few minutes and being with us today.
No problem. Glad to be on.
All right. We're going to talk about a couple of things here. It's a Tanner Gun Show weekend, and so we'll talk about that in a minute. But more importantly, we've got a banquet coming up. Friends of the NRA, and wow, I don't know if anything's been in the news more of late than the NRA, but this is what we're calling Friends of the NRA. So take a minute and just say, you know, I mean, you're a busy guy, man. You're running your own business, and yet you took on this role of being kind of the banquet chair for them this year, meaning this very respectfully. What were you thinking? That's a lot of work.
I'm not really sure yet.
Yeah.
I think I wasn't paying attention when they asked all the volunteers to please take a step forward. Everybody took a step backwards.
Yeah, exactly. But it is an important organization for all of us, our Second Amendment rights and all the things, great organization. So tell us a little bit, maybe a little bit about this banquet and just kind of the history of it, and then we'll get into some of the specifics.
Okay. Well, this banquet that I'm ended up chairman of is up in Fort Collins at the Marriott on the 23rd. Starts at 5 o'clock. The reason I kind of got involved in this is that we do a lot of the charity work with the Friends of the NRA all over the state, and then this one ended up having a chairman that needed a chairman. And so this one here is the funds from this banquet are going to be going to benefit the 4-H shooting sports, the outdoor buddies, the well-armed woman, fathers in the field. So all these charity groups all send in grant requests to the Friends of the NRA every year, and these banquets basically go to fill their grant requests so they can get the people out into the field to go hunting or kids shooting sports or any of the other appropriate stuff. So that's pretty much what these banquets go to pay for.
Well, and out of those groups there, I'm sure all of them are good. We work with Outdoor Buddies quite closely. And matter of fact, they've got a banquet that's coming up April 21st, and we'll be emceeing that one there for that, too. And so, oh, you'll be there for that, too. Okay,
yep,
cool.
I'll be there, too.
All right. Awesome. Awesome. So, again, this is the 23rd in Fort Collins at the Marriott there. And tickets are still available. So let's talk about some of the different pricing structures you may have.
Okay, so just standard dinner tickets are $50 a piece. We have, and that's a dual entree meal, very nice meal. They bring it out to you. It's very nice banquet. And then we have corporate tables, if somebody wants to do that, which is 8 event tickets, and you get a choice of a gun. For the $1,250 ticket, you get a choice of a Kimbrough Micro 9 or a Henry Golden Boy 22. For the $1,500 corporate table, which is 8 event tickets, you get a choice of the Kimber 84M Hunter and 6.5 Creedmoor, Kimber Pro Carry 2 and 45 ACP, or the Kimber Ultra Carry 2 and 45 ACP. So those are your choices for that. We have donated a Lexi, one of our burnt bronze AR-15s, for the pre-event raffle. Those tickets are $20 of each, or 6 for 100. We only have 300 tickets for that one, so that one is kind of a get on that one quickly.
Sure.
If you go to the friendsofthenra.org and you go to events and then find an event and then go to Colorado, you'll find us on March 23rd. Then if you go to more info, you will actually have see there's a place down below where you can actually see the ticket order form page, the bucket raffle tickets, the pre-raffles, and the corporate tables. So if you buy your tickets there, then we can get you guys, everybody all squared away.
Okay, great. And and you always have, man, a lot of great live auction items, silent auctions as well. And so, boy, it's a a fun evening. And I know the auctioneer, Suzanne, I believe is her name, has done a few events there. And, boy, she does a great job as well. And we'll be emceeing that for Aaron and helping out there as well. So, go to friendsofthenra.org. This is March 23rd at 5 p.m. And, again, if you're a corporate company out there and you would like to get a table, two different ways you can do that, one at $1,250 and one at $1,500. The price points there, you get the same number of tickets, but the structures of the guns that you get are a little bit nice. And that's one gun per table, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Good deal. And as we mentioned, it is a Tanner Gun Show weekend as well. And so a lot going on out there here for the weekend. So, Aaron, every time I come out there a lot, it just seems like there's just more and more of these different guys selling parts to ARs and, other guys just selling a lot. But, man, I don't know. The way the structure is there, and anybody can just, get a table and say anything at a booth, man. I want somebody that does this full time, that's got a physical shop that I can go to, and if you need something, I know you're there.
Yeah, it's actually pretty important, because if in the event something doesn't fit properly or something is wrong, who are you going to contact? Maybe they'll be at the next gun show, maybe they won't. We do them as kind of more of a meet and greet. What we want to do is introduce people to us, want to show them what we do, why we do it. And then we like to get people up to the shop to get a full tour of the shop and see what we make every day, and then also all the platforms we work on. So, it's just kind of a nice meet and greet for the gunsmithing, the coding. We actually added training to our lineup now, so we got a guy that's going to be doing CCW classes now. But it's mostly a meet and greet for us. So we're expensive. We always will be expensive. It's American-made parts, American-made material all the way through, and everything goes through full quality control. And, it's just you get what you pay for. What is that, buy once, cry once kind of thing? So that's pretty much how we live. So.
Right. Well, a guy taught me a saying years and years and years ago, and I've never forgot it. Said, the bitterness of poor quality remains long after the sweetness of low price is forgotten. And that is very, very true, because many times we feel like, oh, got such a great deal on this. And then, after a while it doesn't work. Then people are out of business, whatever the case may be. So, if you're looking again for, really good quality at a fair value, again, Aaron's never going to be the cheapest on this stuff, but you don't want him to be. You're looking for a precision firearm. Phoenix Weaponry is the place. You can check out their website at phoenixweaponry.com. And again, right here in Colorado and Longmont, and they will be at Tanner Gun Show Saturday and Sunday. Now, real quick, on the suppressor end of things, are we seeing any movement there on the timing of that? And then I've heard two different things as far as, a lot of us did trust over the last year or two, and now some people are doing them individuals. I'll get it out in a minute. And then I've heard some of those individuals are getting theirs back quicker than the people that got a trust. So what should we do now when applying for a suppressor?
There's nothing you can do. Basically, what happens is that when you fill out your paperwork, it all goes to Georgia. They separate the money from the paperwork. The paperwork then gets boxed up, heads off to Virginia, and then it is then distributed amongst all of their different contractors and employees. And so what you end up finding is it's kind of just a crapshoot. You really don't know, where your paperwork ended up. Stuff happens. We had one poor guy. He went a year and 14 days. Hmm. And had another one that showed up in 6 months.
Wow.
And there's no rhyme or reason to it. We've asked questions. There's very few people in the NFA branch. They are basically hiring contractors and other people to help out. But it's just kind of a bureaucracy. So you are just basically waiting your turn in the bureaucracy.
Yeah. Absolutely. Now, and you also do, just for those that maybe hadn't heard you before over the last 5 years we've been doing this, but just give a little quick overview of the shop. You guys do all the Cerakoting things. You can make the weapons, and then you also can do a little of the gunsmithing.
Actually, we're expanding our gunsmithing. We've added two more gunsmiths now since we've
been
so. So we actually handle full gunsmithing services, stock repairs, restorations, refinishing. You name it, we can do it, even custom parts if it's necessary. We have our full weapons manufacturing facility here, so I think we got 6 machining centers now. So we got people running those all the time. We've got the Cerakote has now expanded into Duracoat as well. So we now have 2 different choices for those kind of colors. Like that last rifle we did for you was actually Duracoat.
Man, that was beautiful too.
And the colors pop a little bit better on the Duracoat than they do the Cerakote, and it masks a little better. I like it when we're doing many colors. It kind of doesn't stack up as bad as the Cerakote. I still like the Cerakote for the one color, one and done kind of thing, because it's a nice, good barrier. But
right.
So basically one stop, you know, everything you need. We actually just picked up our Steiner dealership, so we will be now offering Steiner scopes. Trying to figure out what to stock is kind of the interesting thing.
Sure.
Given that we do everything from 3-gun pistols to all the way out to long-range toys, so I'm trying to figure out what to stock and what we shouldn't stock. So.
Right, right. Yeah, you'll get a good sense for that once season starts getting in, you know, because, I mean, it's great for, you know, hunting rifles or just the guys that want to get out and just shoot.
Yep.
Absolutely.
We like our high-dollar glass.
Yep. Yeah, man, it's worth every penny, too.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Especially shooting light.
Yeah, no kidding. PhoenixWeaponry.com. Again, if you're just turning on your radio, to recap, we've got a Friends of the NRA banquet in Fort Collins at the Marriott. You can go to friendsofthenra.org, click on events, click on Colorado, follow that through, look up March 23rd there. You can get your tickets right there. Corporately, if you're interested in the table, let them know. And Aaron, I got your phone number, of course, my phone. Give me your phone number real quick if anybody's got questions.
Phone number for the NRA banquet is 303-532-6136.
6136, okay. 303-532-6136. Again, we'll be there as well, emceeing that for Aaron. And then real quick, on the 24th is the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation banquet. We'll be emceeing that one too, and that's out off in the Westin Hotel out off Highway 36. And then, as we mentioned earlier, on April 21st is the Outdoor Buddies Banquet. You can go to outdoorbuddies.org for more information on that as well. Well, Aaron, I'll let you get back to work there. Tanner Gun Show, go see them. And mention you heard them here on Sportsman of Colorado. And it's hard to give a blanket discount depending on what you want, but I promise you if you mention the show, Aaron will do something special for you out there. So, Aaron, go sell something, and we'll talk to you later.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you. That's Aaron Casey. And you've been listening to Haystack Help Radio. We want to thank you so much for being with us. And by the way, we mentioned the NRA. You know, maybe you do carry a gun. Maybe you have your concealed carry. Maybe you don't. But if you would like to support the NRA, you can simply go to NRA.org. And folks, it's only $30 a year. They do have a couple of specials. You can get 2 years for $55, 3 years, $75, and really their best value is a 5-year membership for $100 to join the NRA. Just remember, it's not just about guns, it's about our freedom. Hope everyone has a great day. Leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.